welcome to another session of Academic Research Logs. Today, I'm really excited because I've got someone very special with us today. His name is Dr. Udeme and he's based in Nigeria at the moment. And he's here to shed some light on research experiences in Nigeria and just giving us some tips and sharing some logical advice and how to navigate the terrains of research in the African context. So I'd like to give a huge welcome to Dr. Udeme. If you just want to take the floor and maybe just introduce yourself, your area, and then we can go from there. That would be good. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Dr. Omoya.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm happy to be
Yes.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
To talk to you. I will prefer to go by Udeme.
Okay.
Thank you. And then because of the conversation, so that it will be more robust.
More robust.
I'm PhD holder in special education. Mm. I specialize in education for persons with intellectual disability.
Yeah.
I came into special education as a result of the need to provide support and privilege to persons with disability. What I mean by privilege is they don't have opportunity to get reward if they are not adequately informed, especially those with impairment, which was where I started from. And as a result of my interest in that, I had to say, what do I do to better my lot? So I went in for a certification, which is my master's and my PhD. And ever since then, I've been working hard to ensure that I am a force to reckon with when it comes to special education. I've volunteered with different organizations. I volunteer with NGO, Special Olympics. I volunteer with another one, Hope. Somewhere in Ilesha, and I'm also volunteer with an organization in Lagos, Best Spring for Children. And I work with different schools, especially I work with a home school called Creative Academy in Bagada, where I was able to work with children with special needs. All along this, I say that I'm able to achieve my passion, which is help people. And with my PhD, I studied, my research was two modes of therapy on enhancing the reading skills of persons with intellectual disability, which was using music therapy and pictorial illustration to enhance it. And I saw that these methods of teaching was effective. And so from there, I conducted other studies to see whether persons with intellectual disability can be better supported and helped to become better members of the society. And better members in the sense that they are members of the society, but how do they contribute to the society? Education is key, important. Even if character is needed, first you need to have the education that will put you in the right position. And the character will come, will now make you to be able to hold that position. So I've been trying my best. I got an opportunity to work with the University of Johannesburg on a postdoctoral research fellowship, where I was able to show them that in Nigeria, we are well-trained academically and as research persons. Because when I got there, my host said, Dr. Jacob, the person that worked with me did 5 research in 1 year. This and that. I said, that's wow. By the time I finished the first period I was written, what I mean by first period, because I got there in November, June 2021. By the time I finished and I saw the number of papers I was publishing, because already when I knew that I was going for PhD, for postdoc, yeah. What do? I started working on my paper since 2018. Paper I will use for postdoc. Yeah. While I was even doing my PhD, I was already conducting research that I will keep. This is for my future assignment. So I was just rolling them out as immediately I reported for. So it was one thing. I said, I have already worked them out. I have them. It was surprised. And by the time I was, after from June 2021 to November, I was able to publish about 7 articles.
Wow, that's amazing.
And to date now, from January to date, I've been able to publish 12 for this
year. Wow, for this year alone. So you got 12 publications this year alone. That's amazing.
And the issue is the journey is not rosy, but it's fun. Sometimes you just have to do that. That's what who I am, and that's what I've been able to do so far. If maybe I stop here so I can. Do you have any question?
No, I think it's more about you just really telling us your background. And I think from that discussion, it was good to see how you've started and taking it further. And I think one thing that I got from what you're saying is as well is you wanted to better the lives of people who had intellectual disability in Nigeria. It wasn't even just about you anymore, isn't it? It was about creating that opportunity and better understanding for people who are probably, you know, in a way maybe are not given the best opportunities. And I think that for me was just really amazing to hear that you took on that role. And I think maybe another thing that I probably wanted you to talk about is in terms of your journey in the field of intellectual disability, what are some of the rewards that you've had? Maybe we'll talk about the rewards first before the challenges, because I know that research, you've talked about that already, it's quite challenging, isn't it? It's not rosy, but you've got that resilience and you just keep going. But then what are some of the rewards? Is there anything that you found that's rewarding for you through this journey?
The rewarding part is just that people you may never come across in your life are reading your article. And this morning I went to research gate. I was checking my research gate. I saw that over 3,000 people have read my article.
That's awesome.
When you see it, over 3,000 people reading your article, you say, wow, but you don't know where they are. The only thing is that when you go to academy, you see they are from that country, they are from this country, they are from, and you know, say, oh, so my research is making an impact. And then another thing that I'll call reward for Nigeria is that when you see somebody from the West recommending your paper, saying that somebody should read this paper, it means that the research made an impact.
Yes.
That's why somebody in a particular field can recommend your paper. And then when your article is accepted in certain journals, people will tell you that those journals are out of the way. One of my articles was accepted in one journal, and it took us over a year from submission to publication.
I hear you.
And that one was accepted last year, November. We are still, they have pasted it online. They say it's called preprint. No. And then, up to now, it has not been published. So when those things happen, you say, oh, that means that you are making impact.
Yeah, absolutely.
For research. Yeah. The reward should have been that maybe some of these publications are paid for. Except that I went to South Africa.
Yeah.
That I was able to work with them. All the other research on my profile, Scholar, all others, except those ones that were published with the University of Johannesburg, were personally paid for. and I conduct the research myself, pay for the research, and then you have to attend conference with your own funding, because the invest no funding from
There's
the
no funding,
that's no funding. And when you conduct research, and then you now understand the cost of publishing. Like one article in Frontiers in Psychology that I published last year, where I was asked to pay $2,950.
Wow.
I converted I converted the money immediately, and I told my supervisor in South Africa that the money is high. It was like, am I the one paying? But I know that what I was talking about was the equivalent to what I am earning in Nigeria. But I was surprised when he said that he will pay, that I should send the invoice, that the university will pay for
You'll
it,
pay
and
for
it
it.
was paid. So I saw it as a reward for hard work. That's the hard work, because if I was not able to get that opportunity, that postdoctoral opportunity,
yes,
I would have, I may not have been able to publish in such journals. And
quality journals,
that's some of that's the reward. And I hope there are more rewards coming, because I'm also looking for opportunity outside the shores of Nigeria,
yes,
where I can where you can I'll use the word be more appreciated by the system. The system here in this sense is the government, because when government appreciates what you are doing, then the funding will be better.
Yes.
And they feel that you are not doing anything extra, anything out of the ordinary. For you to conduct a research, maybe you are supposed to visit about three schools. That is on your own expenses, and then you want to analyze the data. Data you give it to somebody to analyze that, and then you want to publish, you still use your money. You want to attend conference, you use your money, and that money is part of your salary. It's not an allowance that,
no,
I think I've only been given conference grant once, and that was about, let me say, was like a gesture from the head of the department to support the work.
Okay.
And when you convert the money, when you convert the money from Nigeria to dollar, it was equivalent of $30.
Wow. Okay.
And that $30 does not pay for the registration.
No, I can't.
So
I don't think
I had
it
to
would.
I had to look for the balance and pay for the registration. But I am working. I know I'm really working about making myself. And another thing is, another reward, what I see as a reward again is mentorship. I'm able to mentor people. Their people are right. Like, if you look at some of my publications, you will see two, three authors there.
Yeah.
And some of those authors are likely going to be my undergraduate students.
Okay.
So,
that's amazing. That's good.
As undergraduates, I will tell you, well, when we are about starting research, that we have to publish this. There is an article I recently published. I met the girl on the corridor, though in my department, and I told her that I would like us to publish your work. And the supervisor, she told her supervisor, the supervisor said, we'll work together, the three of us, plus my host, that will work together to publish the work. And the article was published at the end of the day.
Oh,
and
that's good. Well done.
He was really, really happy that that work was published. Those are some of the rewards I see there.
Yeah.
Mentoring and people seeing you, knowing that you are doing something out there, and not least, those are the rewards. Those are some of the rewards.
I think that's really amazing that, you know, you've got, I think in that conversation, there's so many things that you've mentioned, despite the hordes, despite all of the, you know, things that are going on. I mean, you mentioned lack of funding. There's issues on not having structures and processes in place that can help, you know, but you're still thriving because you still keep going ahead and doing the work. So I think that's just amazing what you're doing. But I also wanted to maybe ask in terms of thinking about research and international collaborations. Do you, and I mean, okay, before I actually ask that, I think one thing that I remember that I wanted to talk about is the fact that our system doesn't really recognize that the impact that research has. Do you think it's the system that doesn't recognize that, or do you just think that it could be, who knows, maybe it's just the structure of our education? Wouldn't, I mean, I wonder why we're not really recognizing the impact of research, because the advancement that we have today in any developed country is the contribution that research has made to the country. You know, there's something that we call research economy now, research knowledge. It's driven, the economy is driven by the knowledge that's produced from research. And I wonder why, where those barriers come from. Do you think maybe you can shed some light into some of those structural issues, if you can?
The reason why research is not adequately appreciated in Nigeria and most African countries is because of the flair for foreign things, anything Western. And when you look at this information that we are provided, some of them are already available in the country. But when if it is coming from Nigeria, it may not be true. But if it is coming from outside, irrespective of this country, whether the country, the VC of the chief judge in that country is a Nigerian, and then most of the lecturers in that countries are Nigerians, but provided it is not from Nigeria, they will be well
Accepted.
appreciated.
Wow.
That's one. Then number two is when you produce your research, try as much as possible to make it something that the layman can
And
understand.
understand,
So when like in the discussion of findings, make sure that the interpretation is such that when anybody reads it, the person will understand what this information is all about, and then the person will be able to
Make
appreciate
sense of it, yeah.
the sense of it. Another thing is the need to the time on the ground. Are they interacting? For you to organize meeting for the time on the ground, how many of us would say that we have time to attend seminars and workshops where find research findings will be presented? And where it's supposed to be presented, those in government circle, would they keep
They
the time?
attend, yeah.
When they get there, will they be doing their political jamboree, that a meeting that's supposed to start at 10 o'clock, you are arriving at 11:30, and at 11:30 on arrival, they are already talking to somebody's ear. I'll believe it in the next 5 minutes. So quickly introduce me. After introducing him, he stands up to talk. After talking, what is the next thing? He leaves, and then the meeting becomes ready to settle down again. And they are not even able to have access to such information, the information that is being disseminated. This is not going to help matters. All these have long-term implication on research. Another thing I understand that is the effect of that is not allowing our research to be appreciated is we don't appreciate collaboration. We don't appreciate collaboration as much. If, for example, I conducted a research and I'm to be promoted, they will be asking for more of personal. They may some institution will be asking for more of personal research than more of collaborative work. And when you do collaboration, the more you are on that
That's
work,
right,
the
yeah.
more you have people sharing the information. Take, for example, a research that was conducted by myself alone and is on Google Scholar. Most likely, it is my link and my link. I mean, on a research, my link will be the first set of people to see it. And so, if my link from there, other people will start seeing it. But take, for example, now I have 10 or 4 researchers on the same research
Research, yeah.
that have their own links. And
Mm.
then they now share it on LinkedIn, the four of us sharing it on LinkedIn. You know how many people will
Wider
see it from
reach.
there? Then they go, though the internet is not, doesn't have barrier, but with more people sharing that same information,
Absolutely, yeah.
it goes wider. And then that's just basically why our research is not appreciated. And the method of data analysis is very, very important.
Okay.
The language that you use, after analyzing, and this, maybe if value is greater than 0.05, what does it mean?
That
You
mean to a
must,
layman?
Man, use it in such a way that a layman will be able to understand what you are trying to say.
Yeah.
That's just some of the things I've observed.
Thank you so much for giving us a balanced view of both sides. Really, that's some of the things that we want to chat about today. Just looking at your experiences, chatting about the ups and downs and challenges and the rewards as well. And I think it's just really getting us to start talking about these things, and how can we better? I mean, it's good that we have collaborations with international work and we can come here and learn. But I think at the end of the day, hopefully one day we can take all of that knowledge back and do some work and improve our own areas as well. But thank you so much for joining us today. And do you have any sort of last words in terms of general advice for any upcoming early career researcher that's based in Nigeria? Maybe just really quickly, what are some of the tips that you would give to someone that's starting their research career in Nigeria?
What I would tell an upcoming researcher is that you should learn to manage your time. Time is of essence.
Okay.
And then another thing is, know that a PhD work is a personal choice. And so when you are going to that university, stop going to say, I want to use what they usually come to do. They say, I came to greet you,
okay,
greeting in this sense,
greet boss.
The greeting in this sense is just that they just come all the way from somewhere, maybe from that point to this point, and say, hello sir, how are you doing, sir? And at the end of the day, when you are leaving, you do not even bring a page,
a draft of work, or a page of
a
work,
draft of whatever.
Okay.
Then you know, when you are finished, you say, "Oh God, I'm going." Then you want to say bye bye, and then after some time, you say you have spent 1 year, 2 years on that work.
You haven't done anything.
What did you bring anything when you were coming to, or you were coming to greet from your station? You come from your station, so you should understand that. But it is a personal choice. And then another thing is that you must understand that PhD is something that you need to do every day. What I mean by every day is, in the night before you sleep, spend 30 minutes on that article that you're on, that write-up. 30 minutes a day. And then by the time you realize it, you would have written something meaningful that is worth presenting for your research. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate your time. It's really, all of the things that you've spoken about are really valuable information, and I hope for everyone that's listening that they'll be able to take one or two things from there. If anyone has any questions or anything, please feel free to ask, and I can always get back to you with the questions, and we can always provide some answers. But thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and I'll speak to you again later.